Good morning, Dr. Schneider. Taking 12 lead EKG on a patient, Marcia Spine, on 9/6/23. Mrs. Spine performed a 12 lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period and has a normal EKG period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Floyd Mallory. This goes to Dr. Strickland. On 9/6/23, Mr. Mallory performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/10/22, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Leslie Monsees, M-O-N-S-E-E-S. This goes to Dr. Bill Koop. On 9/6/23, Mrs. Monsees performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a moderate impairment of flow rates period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in airflow without a significant change in restriction period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/7/23, there's been improvement in airflow, period. The paragraph impression, moderate restriction with moderate obstruction with a minimal reversible component showing no significant deterioration, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James DeCapua, D-E-C-A-P-U-A. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 9/6/23, Mr. DeCapua performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment of flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/22/23, there's been no significant change period. In paragraph impression, severe restriction and obstructive airways disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Cynthia Eckert, E-C-H-E-R-D. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 9/6/23, Mrs. Eckert performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/16/23, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Donald Smith. This goes to Dr. Ellis. On 9/6/23, Mr. Smith performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97% period. The patient walked 388 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, the saturation was 92% period. And paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Judith Gregson. This goes to Dr. Karen Wood. On 9/6/23, Mrs. Gregson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial activity noted. Compared to a prior study dated 3/16/22, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Ronald Harper. This goes to the VA on 9/6/23. Mr. Harper performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 95% period. Patient walked 389 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, the saturation was 94% period of paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sherry Dunlap. This goes to Dr. Boku. On 9/6/23, Mrs. Dunlap performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the illness of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. After bronchodilators, there was no change in the forced vital capacity, but reversed her airways obstruction. Period of paragraph. Impression, moderate restrictive lung disease with minimal reversible airways obstruction or improved effort after bronchodilators period. No prior studies are available for comparison period. That's it for the report. Thank you.